The market is moving fast. And all of that speed puts you right in the middle of the action.
I feel the need for speed.
Trying to pick out the stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs that are your real targets from the ones that will make your portfolio crash and burn. Investment research firm New Constructs looks for the telltale signs in corporate filings that show which way a security will move next.
Warning, warning.
Whether it is flying a true course or misleading the investment public about its prospects.
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
New Constructs separates all securities into those that are attractive and the ones that are, well, dangerous.
Danger, danger.
Every Monday on Money Life, company president David Trainer shoots down one security whose actions he thinks have it headed for trouble.
What you have done is wrong.
Whether you simply sell it or get aggressive and sell it short, you'll want to know which securities to have on your radar as Money Life enters.
Yep, we are looking for trouble, even through the holiday season, although this will be our last Danger Zone for 2017. But I'm always pleased to be joined by David Trainer. He is the president of New Constructs, which is a research firm that uses forensic accounting methodology to reevaluate securities. So they dig in at the footnotes level and work their way up. And it leaves them sometimes asking a question about stocks that, as an investor, you might want to ask.
Is it possible I'm not as attractive as I think I am?
Yeah, it's entirely possible that if you look from the top down, you start at surface level, well, you only find that the beauty is skin deep and that the stock is not attractive. In fact, the numbers are misleading. So at New Constructs, they evaluate securities on a scale of most attractive to most dangerous. Things that are dangerous are things that look nice from the top down. They look ugly from the bottom up. If you want to learn more about how it works, go to newconstructs.com. They blog about all of their Danger Zone picks, so you can always get more information there. And by the way, they're on Twitter, at New Constructs. David Trainer, welcome back to the show.
Great to be back, Chuck. Thank you.
Who's in the danger zone this week?
Companies that do bad stock buybacks, featuring today CBS and T-Mobile.
Danger, danger.
So we are talking about bad buybacks, and we're talking about it specifically in CBS, which is CBS Corp Class B, and T-Mobile, which is TMUS. Explain what a bad buyback is, because we often hear buybacks are good for a stock. So what is a bad buyback and how is that playing out in CBS and TMUS?
A bad buyback is effectively a misallocation of shareholder capital. Just like any bad investment decision, if you go out and you take the capital, cash flow, or proceeds from debt or proceeds from your business, and you invest a project or activity that's going to earn you a return below your cost of capital, the bad capital allocation decision. Buybacks, dividends, those are capital allocation decisions. These days, the merit of the underlying capital allocation decision is being overshadowed by the potential impact on earnings per share or non-GAAP earnings per share. And so you see a lot of companies going out and buying their stock in an effort to manipulate earnings per share while destroying shareholder value. And the other culprit here, and we've talked about this before, is compensation committees, right, who sign off on exec comp plans that misalign the interests of executives with those of shareholders. And we think as more and more technology comes online to bring to light the actual merit of capital allocation decisions, and really the merit of shareholder capital allocation, right, because at the end of the day, as the agent of your capital, right, managers need to be incentivized to create value with your capital. When I say you and your, I'm talking to investors. And the fact that this is not being paid attention to, we believe to be, you know, it's a bastardization of the capital markets and the underlying principles of the capital markets, that the agents of capital should be trusted by the owners. Right now, compensation committees cannot be relied upon to ensure that integrity, that trust exists, because they're signing off on comp plans that incentivize value-destructive behavior.
Let's discuss how that's playing out in CBS and T-Mobile.
CBS has repurchased about 179 million shares since 2014. It's 30% of the float, and they have earned a negative 12% on the share repurchases through 2017. So they've gone out, bought shares at too high a price. The stock's gone down. So they're losing money. They're buying back shares, and they're losing money on that investment because the stock and the overall market value of the company is not moving or earning a return for them, right? And keep in mind, managers are not supposed to be stock market investors, right? So they're out of their depth in a lot of cases. And with T-Mobile, we're seeing a similar trend with a new announcement of capital allocated to share buybacks. So they just authorized $1.5 billion. It's their first ever buyback, right? But what we're seeing here, and this is the other point with CBS, there's opportunity cost, right? If you're going to take that capital and buy back shares, right, what should you be doing with that capital? In the case of CBS, we're seeing the underlying capital in the business decline significantly. So since 2014, the capital in the business, or what we call invested capital, has declined from about $45 billion to $39 billion. Compared to Disney, which has seen its capital rise from $73 billion to $87 billion, right? Disney is clearly investing in the business. There's a lot of investment going on in the content business. CBS is going the wrong way, right? While also taking capital and putting it into value-destroying activities like share repurchases. T-Mobile's in a similar position where they face any shortage of profitable investment opportunities, but they are ignoring those profitable investment opportunities, even though they've been able to do that in the past, and they're going to take this new incremental capital and put it into share buybacks, even though they don't have the cash flow to do it, right? So they had negative $12 billion free cash flow since 2014, mm-hmm. $40 billion in debt, and yet they want to allocate $1.5 billion to buying back shares.
For both of these companies, quantify, if you can, this problem for us.
Obviously, putting a number on this, it's a little bit tough just because, again, we're dealing with opportunity cost, really. What should that capital be allocated to otherwise? So that's hard to say necessarily, right? We do know that both of these firms have other more profitable investment opportunities that they could have undertaken. But I think with T-Mobile, there's more risk. You know, I think that this could be 10 to 20% decline in the stock at a minimum, just because you're taking $1.5 billion and potentially just wasting it. And so you can just knock that off the potential market cap. With CBS, they're in a tougher position. The valuation isn't as expensive, but you still got big downside if you're going to see continually decline in returns on capital. And they already have some of the lowest returns on capital. And I'd put them at at least 10 to 20% downside in this. Timing, of course, is when investors start to care more about or be more conscientious of how capital allocation decisions are made. And, you know, that can happen tomorrow. It could happen, you know, as soon as people hear this call, or it might not happen for a while.
Well, David, it's great stuff as always. It is buybacks, which you think of as being good. And here's the dark side of those buybacks as played out in CBS and T-Mobile, CBS and TMUS. David, always great to chat with you. Thanks for all you've done with us this year. We'll talk to you again in 2018. Happy holidays.
Same to you, Chuck. It's been a great year. Thank you.
David Trainer, everybody. He is the president of New Constructs. For more information, newconstructs.com, on Twitter, at New Constructs. Up next on Money Life, Steve Wood will be here. He is the chief investment strategist at Russell Investments. We'll be talking about their outlook for 2018 when we continue right after this message.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.